Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Hello, you bionic little chandeliers. I'm Andy.
And I'm Carrie.
And you're listening to
Ask the Clever Grown-Ups!
It's the show where kids ask us the questions they want answered.
And we answer the questions that the kids ask.
And then we introduce the show in a tiresomely upbeat way.
With loads of random words given too much emphasis to make the whole thing sound like slightly more fun than it actually is.
Hooray! Right, Carrie, who, and I really cannot emphasise this enough, who have we got on this week?
Well, Andy, this week we were talking to Amy and Alice, who wanted to know what does NASA stand for?
Why is Google called Google?
All sorts of things.
Double hooray!
Roll the tape, whatever that means.
Well, shall we see who we've got in the studio today,
Carrie? Oh, yeah,
let's
see.
Well, we've got the amazing
Alice.
And who else have we got?
I'm Amy.
Oh, good. Brilliant.
Well done.
It's excellent. Oh, your story seems to check out.
So far. I'm watching the pair of you, though.
Now, we've also got in the studio with us today a regular on the show, and he's a boy that we've had in quite a lot. That's Anthony Plum, and we're hoping that Anthony has got some great questions for us today. Do you want to say hi to Anthony?
Hello, Anthony.
Hi, Anthony.
Hi,
how are you doing?
Hi, Anthony.
Anthony's a little bit
shy
on occasion.
Yeah.
But,
He'll ask us a question one day. Might be today, mightn't it, Anthony? No?
Well,
no.
See how he goes. He's a little bit shy.
Not so far.
But
We'll see how he goes.
He's bursting with questions, really.
Really?
He's very inquisitive, but... So, yeah, we've got Amy, we've got Alice, we've got Anthony Plum. Let's do some questioning, then.
Question one! No.
What does NASA stand for?
NASA.
N-A-S-A.
N-A-S-A. That's what it stands for. It stands for... N-A-S... And another A. And interestingly, the two A's stand for the same thing, which is abracadabra.
Really?
Right? Yeah.
But what does abracadabra have to do with space?
Well, wait till you hear what the other letters stand for.
Yeah, so it's the National Abracadabra of Saying Abracadabra, right?
Really?
There was this landing on the moon, like 50 years ago.
Yeah.
Just had the anniversary of landing on
yep.
the moon. And lots of people think that it was faked, that it didn't really happen... And that it was in a television studio and people didn't really go to the moon.
Yeah, it's a bit weird.
Some people don't even think there is a moon.
Yeah.
No, it's
but
true.
There is. We see it every night.
Yeah, but some people
And sometimes during the day when you focus hard enough.
Exactly. Yeah, but some people think that someone's just painted it on the world roof.
That's not such thing.
Yeah, that's what we tell them.
Well, you don't need to tell me, my friend.
I totally believe in the moon.
Yeah, I believe in the moon.
I believe in the moon. I believe in Jupiter. I believe in Saturn. I believe in Uranus. I believe in Venus. I don't believe in Neptune.
Why not Neptune?
Just don't trust it,
just
mate.
Just sounds silly, doesn't it?
Do not trust
it's
Neptune.
The god of it's the Roman god of the sea.
That's why I don't trust
exactly,
it.
Are you, exactly. Are does you, that sound likely?
Do you live underwater or do you live in space? If you can't get your story straight, I'm not interested. Do you know
they
what I mean?
They named the planet after the gods.
No, but Neptune must be
must live on the planet.
Must be a watery.
Well, why does Neptune always also claim to live under the sea then?
Yeah.
Because doesn't Neptune stack up. Is the sea.
That wouldn't stand up in court, would it?
It doesn't make any
Neptune
sense.
Neptune is full of water. Let's just say that. No one's explored Neptune yet. We don't know for sure.
I've explored Neptune on a number of occasions and it doesn't exist, I can tell you.
And let's just say that isn't science.
Yeah.
The reason some people don't think there's a moon is because the technology needed to get to the moon is like a billion times more than they'd have had in 1969. I mean, in 1969, they barely had the Beatles, so how could they get to the moon? So what it actually is magic, is how they did it,
right.
Which is why it's the national abracadabra of saying abracadabra. That's how they got to the moon.
John Lennon got out his wand.
And
then he went, "Hey, moon. Don't be afraid."
That's a song.
Yeah.
Yeah, why did he make a song about going to the moon?
Because he was one of the great songwriters, man.
And astronauts.
And there's like loads of songs about moons.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many songs about moons do you know? I know 12.
I once had to learn a bunch of them for this concert thing I was at.
Oh, yeah. What was one of them then?
One of them was Rocket Man.
Nice. That's a good one, that.
Yeah. There was also Fly Me to the Moon.
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
Hasn't got the moon in it, though, has it?
This one by Coldplay. I don't know the title.
I think it's called I've Got a Lovely Bunch of Coconuts.
Wait, doesn't Queen make a song called...
Don't stop me now. It isn't made of cheese and it's not painted on the world roof.
Oh no, I forgot my food. I'm going to the moon, but I'm going to starve to death. Horrible song.
He needs a space suit, otherwise he's...
Well, exactly.
He didn't think it through, did he? That's why.
Your head could explode without a space suit.
Yeah, you know, actually, your body parts go...
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's if you just stay on Earth.
I did that in the bath this morning.
Question two.
Why can ants carry 10 times their body weight but not humans?
That's because ants changed to the decimal system in 1936. Before they changed to the decimal system, right, they could only carry like 100 weight, a couple of pounds, an ounce or so.
A ton and a bit.
But then in 1936, the king ant got all together, all his other little ants, right? And the king ant's name was it Beasley?
It was Beasley. It was Major Beasley.
It was Major Beasley. He's got a song as well, actually. I just remember.
Major Beasley is an ant.
That was a song about Major Beasley. I'm Major Beasley, listen to me. I've got an idea. Come round to my house for tea. And when the ants heard that...
They sang their own song, which went, okay.
Yeah. So Major Beasley got all the ants round to his house for tea, right? He says, sit down, there's plenty of room, we're only ants. And I have got quite a large house, the size of a house that's for people. And they said, how's that then? Because we just live in a hole. And he went, well, I'm your king, remember? So Major Beasley sits him down in his massive house and he says, I'm sick of carrying all these ounces around, all these pounds, all these hundredweights, all these quarts, all these other old imperial measures.
12 or 16 or 7.
I can't work it all out. Shall we go decimal? The other ants had a little conference. They went,
Let's have a referendum.
I like Major Beasley's face. He's so rich.
I'd like to have a drink with him down the pub. So
look
I'm
at this sofa
yes.
he's got. It's made for people. It's
what did the queen ant think about this?
The queen ant was in the counting house counting out her honey. And
that's what they do.
So
what?
It's just as I said.
But how did they get the honey? Wasn't the bees sting?
They had a deal going on with the bees. They had a sort of trade agreement. It's basic history, this.
Ants were providing the bees with jam and bees were providing the ants with honey.
But how do... So ants make jam?
No, ants steal jam. Ants steal jam from leopards. Yeah.
Leopards make jam.
Yes, leopards.
Ants steal
jam. Leopards make jam, but leopards are forgetful and they forget where they put the jam, so the ants get it.
It's basic science.
Yeah.
And history. What was the question?
What was the question again?
Why can ants carry 10 times their body
weight?
Humans. Why can't humans carry 10 times their body weight?
Oh, right, because humans never moved to the decimal system.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's the decimal system?
Exactly!
Why? Is that, we just
don't
know.
We've got no idea.
That's why we can't lift anything.
We've tried interrogating the ants, right? right. We've got as many answers we get, and we shake our fists at them and go, tell us! Have you ever seen The Jungle Book?
Yeah.
You know that bit where King Louis wants to make fire?
Oh, yeah.
It's a bit like that, right?
Oh.
When a human sees some ants, usually a human goes, obidu, I want to be like you. I want to know how to do the thing with the decimal system, ubidibidibidu. And the ants just go, afraid not, mate, and run off, really.
In many ways, The Jungle Book is a metaphor for humans and ants.
Question three.
Why is Google called Google? It's weird.
It is weird.
The first way to interrogate this question is to think of words that rhyme with Google. So let's go round the table.
Rudel.
Is that A, a word, and is that B, something that rhymes with Google?
Strudel.
What about you, Amy?
Poodle.
That's pretty close. Google, poodle.
I would say a word that rhymes with Google is another Google.
I think what we're discovering is there are no words that rhyme actually perfectly with Google, right?
Apart from orange.
Orange rhymes with Google.
Orange rhymes with nothing. What? Orange. No, it doesn't.
No.
There was a thing called orange. Nothing. That doesn't rhyme.
Orange doesn't rhyme with nothing. Nothing rhymes with nothing.
Yeah.
Okay, they wanted to find a word that nothing rhymes with, right? So they interrogated all the normal words. Fridge, hedge. Nothing rhymes with hedge.
Experiment.
Okay, who can say the alphabet backwards? Because I can.
Our teacher taught us in year five.
You said you don't go to... There's no such thing as school.
Oh, no, I said your school was rubbish.
Would you like to hear the alphabet backwards?
No, thanks.
Question four.
Andy, what is the alphabet backwards? I'm glad you asked me, Alice. The alphabet backwards is Z, Y, X, W, V, U, T, S, R, Q, P, O, N, M, L, K, J, A.
Did you know?
The strongest man in the world was rubbish at doing the washing up, especially mugs. He always left stains on the inside. So it just goes to show, just because you've got big muscles doesn't mean that when you have a cup of tea there aren't stains on the inside. The two things are not necessarily connected.
It's beginning to smell a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you sniff.
And we want you to send us your Christmassy questions.
For a special Christmassy episode of Ask the Clever Grown-Ups.
So if you've ever wondered why tangerines are orange,
whether wrapping paper can think,
or why Santa's teeth are so horrid,
then we're the elves to ask.
Email your questions to us at askthenincompoops@gmail.com.
Or you can tweet them to us at nincompoopspod.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Did you know?
If you take a rat's brain out of its head and implant it in the foot of a horse, you'll be arrested.
Question five.
Who invented comics?
Ah, that was a very, very clever person called ZYXWVUTSRQPONMLKJIHGFEDCBA.
But why did he invent comics?
And you assume it's a he.
Why did they invent comics?
Well, it's interesting because the alphabet backwards was quite lonely because they hadn't invented the alphabet forwards yet. And needed a pastime of some sort and tried archery.
How could letters hold a bow?
Have you ever seen a K?
K can totally hold a bow, mate.
Yeah, K could hold a bow.
A J, no chance.
No,
it just slips it right off.
Without Z.
A Z can't do archery.
Z's asleep.
That's clever. That's clever. That's actually really clever.
clever.
See, what? Thank you. At last.
That's probably the only clever thing you've said today.
Oh!
What other pastime did it try?
So it learned an instrument called a theremin.
What's that? What's a theremin?
It's an instrument you don't have to touch to play. It's really cool.
Yeah, I know those. I haven't tried them, but I've seen them on The Simpsons.
They're super cool.
Do you do like... No,
you do your hands around.
Yeah, you move your hands around it. It's cool, but it just wasn't quite enough.
How did you do that? Teach me.
Oh, now you want us to teach you.
Okay, let's see who can imitate a theremin. Okay, let's see. Amy, do you want to give us a theremin impression, please? Pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Okay, Alice, a theremin impression.
I can't do it.
I feel like you gave up before you tried.
Yeah, go on, give it a go.
Go on, give it a go. Now go. Oh. There you go.
Yeah, there it is.
Now, Harry, can you do a theremin impression?
Yeah, I can.
Then we can do other instrument impressions after this, I've decided.
Hello, I'm a theremin.
Hey!
Hey, well done!
Thanks very much.
5 stars.
I can't believe you're getting reviewed for every line, Harry.
Oh, no.
At least you got 5 stars,
it's making
I
me quite tense.
Yeah, it would be. So let's do some other instruments while we're at it. Bass drum, everyone.
Boff!
Boom! Okay, snare drum. Okay, and now the famous trumpet.
You won.
Amy? Good try. Yeah. Trumpet that's been lying in the rain. And now I'm going to imitate an electric guitar. That was pretty good, wasn't it?
It was good, yeah. Eventually...
Get back to the question?
Yes, you keep trying to get back to the question and you keep sitting around making us make sounds like a theremin.
Yeah! Your fault.
God.
It's Andy's fault.
I have no idea who this Andy might be or what he might have done wrong.
He sounds dreadful.
He doesn't sound nice, let's face it. What is the question again,
So eventually,
please?
Backwards alphabet, right?
Oh, yeah.
Came up with comics.
Of course, the problem with the original comics was all the stories were backwards as well.
Yeah, so...
So they'd start off with Superman beating up all the villains, and then at the end of the story it would just be someone going, Superman, there's a massive problem.
But the nice thing about them was that you'd find out who the murderer was at the beginning of the story, so you could lock them up and the person wouldn't get murdered at the end.
It was annoying,
They'd come back to life.
My brother, he actually...
It's written backwards.
My brother walks backwards.
Well,
yeah.
My brother also reads manga books.
Yeah, well, my brother, he once kicked a football so hard, right, that it went all around the world and smashed him in the back.
Oh, well, my brother once kicked a football so hard that it came to life and smacked him in the chops.
That's amazing, right? My brother kicked a football so hard, right, that this little tribe of people living in Wales, right, made him their god.
Well, my brother once kicked a football so hard that it got its own television chat show.
Really?
My brother once got milk in his eyebrows.
This actually happened.
Your brother wins.
He got milk in his eyebrows.
Yeah, your brother
wins. How did he do that?
My brother once got so much milk. No, I can't beat that.
This is actually a true story.
Oh, yeah.
Once I had an empty glue stick, washed it out, put really nice melted chocolate in it.
Ugh.
So I slowly
There was no glue.
Melted.
Yeah.
There was no glue.
That's not my issue with the story, but carry on.
And then I put it in the fridge.
Yeah.
And then like
you can twist
a day
it up.
Or two.
Yeah, hold on.
I eat the chocolate. But I didn't eat it, I just licked it. And then one day I looked in the glue stick, there was no chocolate in it.
Wow. That story had everything.
No one ate glue, so it was really
how good well did you wash the glue out?
Until I think I used a bottle of soap.
Wow.
Soapy
chocolate water.
What would you prefer, chocolate that tasted of glue or soap?
The glue might not even have a flavour.
That's true.
Would they add glue flavouring, or would they put actual glue in it? Because if they put actual glue in it, it would be like all sticky. And
chocolate is already sticky, so how would you
isn't.
Know?
You would know there is glue in it, because it would be sticky, even though it was not melting.
Yeah. Does anyone remember the question?
Who invented comics?
Oh, yeah.
The backwards alphabet.
It was a man called Brian. Well, I don't know why you're laughing at what's a historical fact.
I think the history books would frown on you.
Well, I had, like, this massive book of history, and I read it.
No, you know, the Bronte sisters, they had this...
Oh, the Bronte sisters.
Oh, it always comes back to the Bronte sisters.
I'm so sick and tired of hearing 10-year-olds talking about the Bronte sisters.
Who's Bronte sisters? They were a girl band
in the 80s.
No, they're three sisters who were authors. Anyway, they were...
What books did they write?
They wrote all sorts of books. They wrote Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Ant Factory. It's Jimmy Bronte, one of the Bronte sisters.
Yeah, they wrote the Bible.
they wrote gluey chocolate soap face.
They wrote a massive book of history that's full of lies.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, what I was saying about the Bronte sisters.
Oh, not the Bronte sisters.
Oh, the blimmin' Bronte sisters.
Oh,
do you know who wrote the largest books ever written? It was the Brontosaurus sisters.
Bonus question.
Why do we say cheese when we have our picture taken to smile, like cheese.
Some people were taking a photo of me and they said, say cheese. And I thought, exactly that. Why do we say cheese when people take a photo? But then I remembered it was because cameras were invented by farmers.
But they were originally made of cheese.
No, they weren't originally made of cheese, but their first subjects that they tested out the cameras on were on their cows.
Mm.
So the farmer who invented the camera, whose name, I think we've had him in the show before, actually.
Yeah, we have, haven't we?
I think his name was Derek. His cow invented cheese, but accidentally, he invented photography. And so the very first photo, do you know what it was of? It was of the farmer's own foot by accident, right? Mm. The second photo was his own thumb. You know when you take a photo and he's just...
It was of his foot with his thumb in the foreground.
Right. About 600 photos in, he managed to actually get a photo of the actual thing he was trying to get a photo of.
Which was?
A piece of cheese.
Oh.
And so historically, when we say cheese, when we're taking a photo, that is to commemorate the first ever photo that was successfully taken of something that somebody wanted to take a photo of.
And had a school photographer who made us say sausages instead of cheese.
You can take them to court for that.
You absolutely can. Mm,
they might get you on the juke and then you look stupid. You'll look a bit weird. So you can, by law, that photographer owes you several £1,000 now.
Alice's head has just exploded. With knowledge!
With knowledge, finally!
Tell you something else as well, right? The moon isn't real, it's just a piece of cloth hung in the sky by squirrels.
Well, there you go. Thanks for tuning in, folks. I've been Professor Carrie Quinlan, head of Oxford University. Not the Oxford University you're thinking of. Another one that we spelt with two X's so that the real Oxford University don't hear this and sue us.
And I've been Dr. Andy Stanton, supreme ruler of the universe. Not the actual universe. Another one that we spelt with two V's so that the real universe doesn't hear this and sue us.
And you've been listening to...
Ask the Clever Grown-Ups!
Ask the Nincompoops was produced by Sam Day and is a Great Big Owl production.
Bye!
GreatBigOwl.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.